This week in Michigan football history, here's MVectors.com's Greg Dooley.
Harry Kipke was an All-American star in fielding Yost squads in the early 1920s, and then took a shot at coaching. First, as an assistant at Missouri, then he took the head coaching job up the road at Michigan State in 1928. When the head job at Ann Arbor came free, Yost brought Kipke home, and he got off to a fast start. In the 1930s, Michigan football experienced the highest of highs and the absolute lowest of lows. From 1930 to 1933, Kipke's Wolverines won 4 conference championships and 2 national titles. But then, 1934 hit. Perhaps triggered by a controversy that resulted in the benching of Michigan's African-American standout Willis Ward during the Georgia Tech game that season, the Wolverines limped to a dismal 1-7 record. Things didn't start off much better in 1935 when Michigan State came to Ann Arbor and pounded the Wolverines 25-6. But after that dubious start, Kipke's men rattled off wins over Indiana, Wisconsin, and Columbia, setting up the battle with heavily favored Penn on this day in Michigan football history, November 2, 1935. The Wolverines stunned the Quakers with a trick play when back Stark Ritchie lateraled the pigskin over to Captain William Renner, who then tossed to Art Valpoy for a touchdown. They added a rushing TD in the second quarter and ended up shocking Penn 16-6, 78 years ago today. Unfortunately, the win was no trigger for a return to glory, as the Wolverines ended the season with blowout losses to Minnesota and Ohio State. Kipke, an avid sailor, never righted the ship and was fired 2 seasons later, paving the way for a new era featuring Fritz Kreisler and his winged helmets. But all was not sour in 1935 for your beloved Wolverines. During the track season that year, Willis Ward, the very man who was benched in the 1934 Georgia Tech game, upstaged someone who's widely considered one of the greatest American athletes of all time. On March 2, 1935, Michigan hosted Ohio State in an indoor track meet. On that day, Ward defeated the great Buckeye sprinter Jesse Owens in 2 events, the 60-yard dash and the 65-yard high hurdles. Owens went on, of course, to dominate the 1936 Berlin Olympic Games, although Ward didn't participate. For more, check out mvictors.com and wtka.com. For the KeyBank Countdown to kickoff, this is Greg Dooley.